Okay, here we go. Continuing the Rambam, Hilchas Toin V'Nitan, Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin. All right, now, we're going to now discuss certain cases of Moda B'Mitzas where there's some technical issues that normally he denies one part, he admits one part, he denies the other part, and he's given the ability to swear on the part he denies. Now we're going to have a couple of halachas I'm going to discuss where it's very nice that he admitted, and but part he's denying on, he's not going to be able to swear on that. We'll see why. And then he's going to have to pay for everything. Oh, and you'll see what the scenario is. And we're too bad. You're stuck. So let's see the scenarios. Zion. The guy, the claimant says, Mana li biyadcha, you owe me $100. Valo Omer, and the defendant says, Chamishim vaday yesh l'chaviv. You certainly have 50 of yours in my hand, and I owe you $50. Aval chamishim, but the other 50, eini yodea im ani chay v'nalo. I don't know if I owe you another 50. Now, this is a lot different than if a guy says, you owe me 100, and the guy says, I don't know. That's a whole different story, because, you know, I don't know. 8 years ago, I said, I don't know. Well, what do you expect from me? I'm going to have to swear for something I don't know? But that's a Takanas Chachamim type of an oath. Here we're dealing with a biblical oath situation here, where the guy says, I agree 100%, I owe you 50. Okay, the other 50, I don't know. At that point, really what should happen is, because I don't know is not any better than denying, okay? It's not like the guy says, I don't owe you anything, right? Fine, biblically you don't swear if he says, I don't owe you anything, right? The guy says, I admit I owe you half. And what's our suspicion when a guy says, I owe you half? Well, really, I probably owe the whole thing, but I just don't have the money to pay that. That's what make you swear for the other 50. The guy says, I don't know. Okay, but the fact that you say you owe 50 and the guy's claiming another 50, we're giving you a way out of paying that 50 by swearing. And now you're just saying, you don't know. Well, can you now swear and say, I don't owe you 50? Can't swear it and I don't know. But the obligation, once you're admitting the 50, is already putting you in a position where you have to deal with the other 52. So therefore, because that'd be a great way the guy could always say, I owe 50, the other 50, I don't know. I'll never have to swear. So the halacha is, Hareze Mechu Yeshua, he is obliged to make an oath. Why? V'nei Shehodu B'mitzas. He already admitted part, and that already kicks in the obligation. But he can't swear on the part that he's denying. He says he doesn't know. And therefore, what do you do? You've got to yeshalim. He pays the whole 100 without any oath, meaning to say he doesn't get to make an oath, and the claimant doesn't have to make an oath. Okay? And you just pay the $100. 50 because you admit 50. That's nothing to talk about. The other 50, we will only let you out of it if you're going to swear. And if you can't swear, you'll have to pay the 50 and you're stuck with 100. V'chein kol kayotze and anything similar to that. However, he has a one little silver lining, and that is, he said, well, you know, I don't know about the other 50, and I ain't happy about paying that other 50, and therefore I'm going to invoke an excommunication on people who would happen to take advantage of people with poor memories. The Eishol Lahachrim, the Gaonim, paid a takana that he can invoke this excommunication expression. Al Misha Taimalai Dover Shani Odea Bavare Shani Chayavlo. To someone who claims something from me, and he doesn't really know for sure that I am obliged to pay him. Okay, we don't mention the guy's name, the claimant, but says, you know, if I didn't really owe this, you know, if a person isn't really on it, being taken advantage of, you know, bad things should happen to such a person.
The person making the claim.
No, the defendant. The defendant says somebody who takes something without knowledge.
The bad thing should happen to the person making the claim if he's falsely made.
That's right.
Right. Because I have to pay him out. So if I'm paying him out, I better darn well.
Amisha toilet dover. That I don't, you know, that if he doesn't know himself, that if he knows, I'm really not obliged on that.
The plaintiff never said he wasn't sure. He's maintained he owes.
Yeah, but it could be he's really not. Right, that's what he's just saying. You know, in other words, you're taking advantage of me, and therefore, you know, if it's not so, if it's so, it's so. But what if it's not so? then the, why ask him another 50? Maybe you think it's so.
Maybe the other guy might
back down and not want to be the victim of that cherem. Okay, let's got a whole bunch of scenarios coming up here in Ches. It's a lot of variety here. It's hard to remember everything here. Mana li biyadcha, you owe me $100 for a aid echad made olav, and you have one witness accompanying you with your claim. One witness, not two. Right? Now, what does that happen when one person makes a claim and he has one witness backing up? What scenario are we now into? Generally, a biblical oath. Yeah. If you're going to want to deny and not pay, you can. You can get away with everything. Yeah. But you have to make an oath that you don't owe 100, and that you hold a safe return on everything. Whoa. Okay. Now, that's going to be required just by the fact that I have a claim and I have a one witness behind me. That's the only way out of paying is a biblical oath. But what is the other guy?
The claimant or the defendant?
Defendant. Vanitan, the defendant, says, Cain, who, I agree. No question about it. I have $100 of yours. I'm not arguing at all. But I got a reason for that. But there's another business dealing I've had with you, and you owe me $100 for the last 5 years. So, you know what? You probably forgot about that, but you owe me $100 from 5 years ago. I have a separate business deal with you, and you owe me the money. Now I happen to borrow money from you. I agree, and I'm not giving it back to you because you owe me the other $100. I'm just saying that's his claim. That's his claim. All right, now let's look at everything that we have on the table here. What do we have for sure over here? We for sure have one witness that says that the guy owes him $100. He lent him $100, and he agrees to that.
I agree.
Now, he's maintaining there's a whole separate skeleton in the closet that I'm bringing out over here. Now, what does that one witness with that original claim obligate from the defendant?
Biblical oath.
An oath saying, I don't owe that $100. Yeah. Either you say, I paid back that $100, or I never borrowed that $100.
Can't say either of those statements.
He can't say that. He agrees that he took it. He agreed and paid back.
Yeah.
But he's bringing out a new factor.
That's a different case.
So now, really, the fact that there's the claim plus the one witness, he's obliged to make an oath. He doesn't want
to
pay.
But
he can't. Lishava, and therefore, Mishalmi has to pay. Yeah. Now, wait, I know what's going to be asked, but just hang on. So why can't he swear? Well, the answer is obvious. He admits what the witness is testifying to. The only time you make a biblical oath of this nature, or any of the natures, the first two at least, is you're denying the claim. You have to deny the claim. So if motive makes us, you're admitting half, but you're still denying half. And that's what the oath is going to do. When the one witness comes, you have to come and deny what the witness is saying. But he's not able to deny it, right? He admits, ve'ena nishba, ba'aras eid echad nishba, and a guy doesn't swear against a one witness testimony, acheyach, he said, unless he contradicts, that oath contradicts the witness, ve'yichbor be'edso, and he denies the testimony of the witness, ve'yishonkers, and he swears on the denial. So he's saying, you said $100, Mr. Witness. It's not true. I do not own $100. I never borrowed, and I paid back. This $100 doesn't exist here. Now, he's totally admitting the $100 is there. I admit I borrowed it. I admit I took it. I admit I didn't pay back this $100, but I'm bringing back a whole new thing. Shkoyach, he brought a whole new thing. I'm not interested in that. Now, however, Paul is saying, doesn't he have any recourse?
Sure, he can make a curse.
So now, no, he doesn't make a curse. Doesn't make a curse. Very simple. So what happens is, he gives $100. Now, he can go to a court now and say, I just want you to know that the original claimant here, he owes me $100 from 2 years ago, and now I'm claiming it on him, the other $100, and now you're going to pay me or make a shvuas hesus. So he can force the claimant now to be on the other side of the coin and make it, because it's two separate claims. We deal with everything on its own merits. We have one issue is, let's talk about this $100 first. You admit you got the $100, you admit you didn't pay back this $100, that's finished, you got to pay it. You can't swear. You don't deny it. And we got one witness. Now, you're not happy. Why? Oh, because you didn't want to pay because you owed Jennifer Sales. Okay, we can bring this up as a new issue now. We close this case. You want to open up a new case? There'll be another fee for a new case over here, right? And, okay, what's your claim? Well, the guy broke one of my things 6 weeks ago. It was worth $100. What do you say? Oh, I never ran it. Okay, are you sure he owes it? I'm positive. Okay, you have to make a shuvah sesis or pay.
He could have done that almost like he borrowed the money so he would.
Well, I don't know. It could be there were a lot of different transactions going on. Could be this happened afterwards. Could be, he borrowed $100, and then a couple weeks later, the lender broke something of his worth $100.
Right.
It could be afterwards, so it doesn't matter. But it's a separate issue, and therefore it's not to be dealt with.
Yeah.
Okay, and there'll be similar cases coming up. Lefikach, therefore, let's say like this, shtar. We have a shtar now, but it's not a shtar with two witnesses, but shtar sheyesh bo eid echad, a shtar with one witness. Viton Shapro and the defendant says he paid it back. Now, if it would be two witnesses, then we don't care what you say. It's a shtar with two witnesses. We don't even not interested in what you have to say. But if it's with one witness and he denies it, okay, Viton Shapro, and he claims that he paid it. Vechein, or another case, Kafron, the guy denies it. He says, I never borrowed it. The guy says, you owe me $100? I never borrowed it. And then what happens? There was no witness yet. Here, you owe me $100. Nothing doing. Now the claimant brings one witness and says, this witness says, you did borrow. Viton, and now the defendant switches back and says, you know what? Oh, now that I remember, Shapara, I did pay it back.
Yeah.
Oh, or I gave you back the item that you told me to watch. It'd be a similar situation. Well, guess what? You really have an oath now because of the one witness. But I'm sorry, man, but you can't swear anymore because what did you originally say?
You didn't do it.
No, he's saying I agreed that I paid it. He agrees with the witness that there was a loan. Well, there's nothing you can swear. There's nothing you can swear to anymore. So you got to pay. And then the Rambam brings a story of the Gemara. Ma'isa be'echad, it's a story of one fellow, shechatav l'shon kesem echaver, he grabs a gold tongue, ingot, from his friend, steals it from him. Bifnecha, in front of one witness sees him go into his house and steal a golden ingot. Right? Silver. Ve'amar achigen, and the witness testifies, I saw this guy steal it. What do you have to say? Now, if he wants to say, I never did it, he'd make a shvuah hesus. Well, no, it'd be a shvuah doraisa against one witness. But what does he say? He says, no, chatafti, you're right. I grabbed it, but it was mine. The fact's been there. It's my thing. It's been there for the last 2 years. It's mine. Well, he's not arguing with the witness.
He can't swear.
Witness says, you took it. We're going to say, I didn't. Of course you took it. You bring up a whole new issue. That's the same as all the cases. You bring up a whole new issue. Harezim Chuyishu, he has to make an oath. Omrucham, the rabbi said, Harezim Chuyishu, he has to make an oath. Ve'ni Yochel Yishon, he can't swear. Therefore, Mishalmi has to pay. So all these three cases are cases where because he's bringing up another issue, and with the other issue, we're not interested in the other issue. You're admitting to the issue that's at hand over here, and therefore you're saying, in all the cases that, I agree with what the witness has said. You agree with what the witness has said, then you're out of luck. All right, halacha test. Mona hilvi sicha, the guy first says, I lent you $100. And the guy responds, lahoyu dvermo. No, I don't know, never happened. Next, hevi eid echad, now it brings one witness, shalav men in front of. The one witness says, listen, he borrowed it right in front of my eyes. Okay. Now, this is really, Rambam is just basically saying the simple halacha now. This is not no bechidish right now. Hoyle, the ilu hoyishnaim. Now, what if there would have been two people would have testified that you borrowed the money from? What would be the halacha then?
He has to pay.
He'd have
There's
to pay. Hayamuchsa kafron. We would say this guy is, we know
he's
a liar. Umesham goshes bar. But now it's not two, it's only one. So what happens? Hare zen nishba al pi eid echad. Then he has to swear against the one witness. And I don't know why the Rambam has waited this long to give us this golden rule. Shekol makom sheshnai mechayv someone. When two would testify, would make him pay money. Echad mechayv shuv. One witness can make him make an oath. But, you know, but I guess the chiddush is going to be in the next line. Although this could have been something he could have said long ago. But he's saying, well, let's figure it out. What if chazer v'amr after? So again, let's go with the order. Says, you want me to hear this? I don't know anything. One witness comes along and says, I saw you borrow from him. Now he's going to come back. Chazer v'amr, he's going to say, parati. I paid you back. Okay, so what do we do now? Then he has to mishalem below shvuah. He has to pay, and nobody has to make an oath, because you are now...
How can he make an oath?
Right, because...
The witness says he saw him borrow it. He agrees he borrowed it. He just said, I've paid it back, but there's no proof that he's paid it back.
At first he said there was nothing... It never happened. And now he says, I paid him back. Well, what's going on over here? Right? You are agreeing to what the witness said.
Yeah, he is.
You know, you're agreeing that you borrowed it from him. And that's all we need. That's all we need. And this next factor doesn't really help. And therefore, he has to pay. Without a shvuah means that the claimant doesn't have to make the shvuah. And he gets the money straight away with that. Okay. We're not saying...
It's very interesting.
We're going to see... we learned about the guy who is a, what do we call that person who we don't, a choshu,
right.
Suspicious. Now, we said there's a number of things that make you a choshu. Remember some of them? He swore falsely, did biblical averos, right? Now, what if the guy just lies, but he didn't swear falsely? We never discussed that. We'll see in the next halakha. The Rambam says that that guy is not considered a choshed.
Right, because he didn't swear falsely.
He didn't swear falsely. I mean, swearing falsely is very severe. It's in God's name. Lying, everybody lies.
You know
it's like this. If you're telling me something, you know, you can have an instant reaction, no. Or we say, here's a chai, my friend.
Okay.
You're going to have to say an oath now to this. You're going to have to hold a sefer Torah. You're going to have to invoke God's name. Are you sure what you said is exactly what it was? Okay, now the severity is coming in big time. And if he still will swear, and then we find out he's a liar, now it's a question of him. He invoked God's name in vain. Now that makes you a very suspicious-like character. If you just lie, I don't mean just, but if you lie, you know, yeah, you know, you think it's this way, you know, hey, get out of here, I never bar, you know, get out of here, you know. So sometimes it's just he means to push him away from him. He doesn't really mean what he said, but he's not lying. But lying, false oath. Now that's serious business.
That's why.
Even though, what did he say first? It never happened. Yeah, you know, he's just saying to blow him away. He's going to blow him away, right? Now, of course, if the guy would then let's look at this case. The guy says it never happened. Well, he happened to bring a what if he says, you know what? I think you didn't pay. You're going to have to now swear. Shuas Hesses. Now, if he'd make the Shuas Hesses, and then an Eid Echad would come afterwards, then he would be considered a Choshen. See, what will usually happen was, it never happened. Okay, I want you to swear. Okay, I have to swear. Here, take the money. Because then he's not a Choshen. He wouldn't go that far. A lot of times, he's making you crazy. Just get out of here. I don't want your money. But instead of invoking the Shuas Hesses, he brings an Eid Echad. Whoa. The Eid Echad comes along and says, you know, I know you borrowed. He says, yeah, you know, yeah, now that I think about it, yeah, I borrowed and I paid you. Okay, so we're not saying, you know, you can't swear because you're a liar. We're not saying that. We're saying you can't swear because you're agreeing with the witness.
Yeah.
You're agreeing with the witness. The fact you said you paid, that's a whole different thing.
That's not the case.
That's a whole different thing. But, you know, we don't know if you paid. But one thing is we do know you borrowed, and you have no proof that you paid. So therefore, you got it. Now, if you would have originally stuck to your guns to the witness and said, I never borrowed it, okay, you can make an oath and get out of it. But obviously, you know what the truth is. You know. So now you're saying something else. Well, what you're saying is not conflicting with the witness, and therefore you have to pay. Okay, one more halacha to end this perek. Yud. Monoli biyodcha. The guy says, you have 100. And right away he says, ein lecha biyodi klum. I don't got nothing. V'ha'edim me'edim alav. And the witnesses testify, she'adayin yesh l'eschachadi. They know for a fact he still has 50. I don't know how they know. Maybe they saw when the borrowing took place. They saw him counting. They looked through the window of his apartment and they saw him counting out $50. They saw him telling his wife, and I still got $50 of this guy, whatever. They know for sure that he has 50. So now, what's going to happen over here? And that's what they're testifying. He owes 50. And the guy said nothing. So now what could he do? What options are on the table? Well, could he swear now? Well, maybe could he swear and say, I don't owe you anything? Well, pasku kol ha-goyinim, all the goyinim render the law, halacha she-shalom chamishim, he pays the 50, because the 50, there's nothing to talk about, right?
Yeah.
Nothing to talk about. V'yishava al-ashar, and he swears on the rest. Say that's another 50. Right now, here's the point. Wait a minute. How can he swear on the 50? He's a liar, right? Isn't that just straight? So what do you have to say? A liar alone does not make you a chashid on an oath. A lie is one thing, an oath is another.
There you go.
So the first time he said, I don't know anything. Fine. So you're not a chashid yet. You didn't swear anything yet. Now, witness come and say, listen, we know he's got $50 of his. Right? And now there's nothing more for this guy to say. Well, the guy says, no, well, listen, once I have witness, it's adim, two witnesses, not one. Two witnesses, that's the law. We just pull the 50 right out of you, man. There's nothing to talk about. They say you got 50, you got to give the 50.
And now you have to swear you didn't.
So now the question is, you're going to have to give the other 50. Well, it'd be a nice thing, the other 50, but we don't have, what do we have? We have witnesses, what do we have? We have witnesses that say 50 is there, that's it. Got the guy claiming the other 50 you still have. He's denying that other 50. So he would swear on the rest. I imagine it's a Shavuos Hesus,
yeah,
no?
Yeah.
It can't be a Moda B'Miksas because he hadn't missed anything. And we're saying, because why? Shalot Teheho does Piv. His admission can't be any worse. Meha'edes Edim than the testimony of witnesses. Let's say if he would have admitted, I owe you 50, he'd still be able to make an oath, couldn't he?
Yeah.
If he said, I owe you 50 and deny 50, could he have made an oath?
Yeah.
Certainly. So it can't be any worse than if witnesses say he's got the 50, that he still would be obligated to make an oath. I don't know, from the Ram.
I know, but then he said, listen, if he didn't.
Now, do you want to deny it now? If the guy himself would have said, I agree, I owe you 50, but neither 50, could he swear?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now 50. The fact that the witnesses say you owe the 50, it isn't any better than if he had admitted the 50.
Right.
And now he's kind of, now he has to admit the 50.
Whether he likes
he lied before is irrelevant now. It really is irrelevant now. What we have now is the witnesses saying, you have the 50 you owe him, and there's nothing to discuss.
But before we said, the guy can't swear because he's not sure. If he wasn't sure if he owed the other 50 or not, he can't swear because he's not sure.
Now we're saying, now he's sure.
He said no, and now witnesses say you owe it, so now we're saying he can take an oath.
For the other 50 only. Yeah, there's the 50, the one 50.
He denied the other 50.
He lied, but he didn't swear. Now he's changing. He's changing his story now.
He's changing his story. So how is that better than somebody who wasn't sure? That's my question.
No, if you're not sure, you can't swear.
But
can't swear.
No,
I changed my mind. Now I'm sure. If you would have told me to swear, I wouldn't have sworn. That's the point I keep saying. Lying does not make you a chashud. Only if you would lie under oath. Again, people don't always say what they mean. You know, I it's hard for you to accept this. Wait a minute, I didn't mean it. I lied, but I didn't mean it. If you make an oath, then you mean you meant it. That's the critical point. A lot of times we say things, you know, because it's a delay tactic. What if you don't have the money? What are you going to say? You don't have the money, but they're going to take things out of my house, so I'd rather lie. But once they're going to make an oath, usually people will back off of that. And he's going to say, okay, I owe it to you. If the guy now says, listen, the truth is I only owed you 50, and that's all that's there. So I want to be able to swear. And he can swear on that. The other cases is he wasn't going against the witness. Here there's no witness to go against.
No, I understand the difference.
There's no witness to go against. And therefore, he can make the oath.